Well, thank you. They work hard on those, so they did a good job. So, well, once again, my name is... That's Lexi. My name is Todd Johnson. I'm one of the youth leaders here at Pioneer Bible Church. And today I want to look at the story of Zacchaeus. Right now, the mention of Zacchaeus probably makes you think of the song, right? The song. So I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to read it to you real quick. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today." And Zacchaeus is known for being a small man, but who can't relate trying to be a little bit taller to see something? And he's known for climbing the sycamore tree. And his name kind of brings a grin now, but probably not the same reaction back then. But there is more to the story than being small and climbing a tree. There was a lady, and she walked up to a pharmacy counter, and she said, "Do you have anything for hiccups?" And the pharmacist looked at her, and he bent down. Get a mental image of this. He bent down and jumped up with his arms and screamed at her. She fell over. And she got up, startled, and she said, Why did you do that?" And he said, "Well, you don't have hiccups anymore." She said, "I don't have hiccups. My husband has hiccups. He's waiting in the car." So the pharmacist didn't know there was more to the story than that, but there's more to the story of Zacchaeus than being short and climbing a tree. So it's in Luke chapter 19. Let's turn over there real quick. Luke chapter 19. Okay. Verse 1, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. So Jericho was a prosperous trade city. J. Vernon McGee said, "In Jesus' day, it was like a resort area, the Las Vegas of its time. Many people spent their vacations there." So Jericho was popular, attracted a lot of people. Verse 2, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. And notice he wasn't just a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. So he was in charge of a large district. He also had many other tax collectors that worked for him. So no question, Zacchaeus was very, very, very wealthy. And these tax collectors looked on as disloyal Israelites. They were hired by the Romans to tax other Jews. Unfortunately, they used their position for personal gain. So Zacchaeus would pay Rome a certain amount for a certain district, but then he could gather more taxes to keep for himself. So this system was pretty easy to abuse. And what could they tax? A tax collector could tax them many ways. They could tax the wheel on a cart, the animal leading the cart, the merchandise in the cart, road tax, law and order, security, import, export, crop tax, sales tax, property tax, emergency taxes. So as you can imagine, these tax collectors weren't the most liked people to deal with back then. And Zacchaeus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name, meaning innocent or pure. Not the first thing that comes to mind with a corrupt tax collector. But I do have to wonder what life was like for a guy with a name that means innocent. Is that held to a little higher standard, being innocent? Verse 3, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So Christ was traveling with people all around him. People probably lined up and down the streets. And this is 15 miles away where Lazarus was raised from the dead. So at this point, people were travels fast, and people would want to be excited or curious to see Jesus. Verse 4, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. So why climb a tree? For a man so disliked and small in stature, it had probably been difficult to get through the crowd. So Zacchaeus tries a different method and climbs a tree. And so I looked into sycamore trees to see what's so exciting about sycamore trees, and they're known for longevity and hardiness. And branches can reach up to 175 feet. Sycamore trees are popular with squirrels because they got twisting branches, and they grow quickly and often planted for shade, and everywhere I look, they don't ever plant them near a sidewalk because they will damage that quickly. And the most common uses for sycamores are canoes, flooring, barrels, cabinets, furniture, music boxes, and parts of a violin. So in biblical times, a sycamore tree was a symbol of strength. And then I found out that a 168-year-old sycamore tree sheltered a large group of soldiers during the Battle of Brandywine in Pennsylvania. So a sycamore tree would be strong and sturdy and be able to support the weight of a small man. And also the low-hanging branches would be okay for a person like small guy like Zacchaeus to stand on or hang in. And so since he was a chief tax collector, climbing a tree is not usually something a person of that stature would be doing. But this is what he would have done. And it probably would have been really difficult to get through a crowd when you're just like that bad. So this vertically challenged man found a way to see Jesus. And you have to wonder what life would have been like if that sycamore tree wasn't planted right there. But thankfully, God had a sycamore tree planted right in the right spot. Verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up to him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So we have a small man, Zacchaeus, who climbed a tree. And what was the motivation for Zacchaeus? Did he expect Jesus to see him in the tree? Was he just curious to see him walk by? Did he just want to catch a glimpse of him? It's difficult to determine quite what his motivation was. But then Jesus says, "Come down immediately." It'd be much easier to get down than climb up. But I wonder how surprised Zacchaeus was when Jesus looked in his direction. And once again, he was an outcast. But here comes someone different than everyone else. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't stop at the house of a prominent citizen. He's going to the home of the chief tax collector with a bad reputation. Now, that must have been a big surprise for the gathering crowds to see that. So verse 6, he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So the sinless Son of God welcomes the sinful chief tax collector. And it knows he came down immediately. Didn't hesitate. Could he have stayed in the tree? Was it a risk to come down? Possibly, but he comes down anyway. And you have to wonder what life was like for Zacchaeus back then a little bit. I mean, he was disliked. He was loathed. I'm sure if someone said the name back then, that was probably not going to bring a smile to anybody's face. But that sounds a little like a depressing life. Sure, he was rich. He was rejected. He was an outcast. But it sounds like a lonely life. But here, Jesus welcomes him. Verse 7, all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be guest of a sinner." So no surprise, news spreads fast. You can picture the gossip starting to happen. And we don't know how much time has passed. I imagine there's a lot of people wandering around, maybe outside the house, wondering what's going on. The people hated Zacchaeus. The people didn't understand why Jesus would stop and be with such a despised man. No one knows fully what happened between them, but we don't know the conversation they had, but we know a big change was taking place in the heart of Zacchaeus. A conversion was coming. Verse 8, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." So Zacchaeus admits already that he's cheated people. He was no longer the selfish tax collector. Numbers 5, 6 through 7 says, "Say to the Israelites, when a man or woman wrongs another in any way and so is unfaithful to the Lord, that person is guilty and must confess the sin he has committed. He must make full restitution for his wrong and add one-fifth to it and give it all to the person he has wronged." So one-fifth was the law. Jewish law required restitution and of money and 20%. And we see Zacchaeus wants to pay back four times the amount with interest. That's a lot of money. More than what was required. 400% back to the people. And notice that Zacchaeus judged himself. I mean, that's difficult to judge yourself. And that's what Zacchaeus did, and he found himself to be guilty. And as well, Zacchaeus did more than just pay back money. He was going to give half his possessions to the poor. How many of us be jumping to give half your possessions to the poor? I mean, that's difficult to do. That was going to be a costly decision for Zacchaeus, but he seemed very excited to do it. Zacchaeus would lose his material wealth, but gain all the spiritual riches. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus is also a son of Abraham. This man was looked on to be a traitor to his own people." Jesus saying this would not have been popular with the people. The treacherous Zacchaeus was lost and was one of them, but now he has been saved. And Zacchaeus, he's a lot like, he had all that money, he had a lot, but he's a lot like the mist that people have today, looking for drugs, alcohol, the right man, the right woman, the right occupation. Nothing was enough. Jesus was the one to fill the void. Verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Everyone, including the deceitful tax collector, needs to hear the good news. Jesus demonstrated love towards Zacchaeus despite his social standing. Zacchaeus was a new man, and he boldly followed Christ. Zacchaeus was a changed man. He put his faith into action. Would we do the same? Does our faith in God compel us to be in action? Do we need to make changes? James 2, 17 through 18, in the same way, faith itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." We are saved by faith, not by works, but our actions demonstrate a lot. Shows our commitment to God. As well, the people around you know nothing about Christ. They might only know Christ by the way you see him in your life. And Zacchaeus was going to demonstrate his faith. He had an amazing inward change, which led to an extraordinary outward change. Zacchaeus is a great model to follow. And I bet everyone's the same. You know, I know a lot of people like Zacchaeus, people that could use a transformation. I'm sure everybody can think of somebody in this category. How amazing would it be to see a transformation like the one Zacchaeus had? That would be fantastic to see. But the story of Zacchaeus, it's a wonderful story. Zacchaeus was transformed. Jesus changed his life. If Zacchaeus can be changed, then there's hope for anyone. Thank you.